Goodbye.
Thank you.
I'm back, guys. It's Kim, back on Post Adolescence Glow, my favorite time of the week. I'm here with my bestie, Constantine.
Hi.
We are so happy to be here. This is like the earliest we've started. I'm very proud of everyone who's working on the show. Like, we get faster every week. And
yeah, no problems with the board this week.
No problems with the board. The headphones worked right when we turned them on. Like, we're really going up in the world. But anyways, this is Post Adolescence Glow, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today we have some heavenly voices from above, some angels fallen from the sky, aka Amalgamates, some of the Amalgamates girls, led by Mari. With some backup vocals. Can y'all all introduce yourselves into the mic?
Hi, I'm Katie. I am an amalgamate.
I'm Stella. I'm also a mate.
Annie, also a mate.
Leia, I'm guessing you sense a theme here.
And then we have Cole, resident pianist on piano. Bestie Cole. And then we have Daniel, our techie slash also amalgamate slash prodigy on acoustic guitar. When is Daniel is the most, like, he's so, what's it called, multifaceted,
versatile.
He's in here, he's out there, it's crazy. And then we have Jake, Studio B extraordinaire, on drums and electric guitar, killing it, so excited. So yeah, we have a beautiful set list today. We're starting with Always Be My Baby, originally by Mariah Carey, but now by this beautiful group that we have in Studio D right here. So yeah, that's enough of my introduction, and you guys can get started when you're ready.
Strong. No.
beautiful. I was so right when I said you guys were angels fallen from heaven. Like, that was the most real thing I've ever said. That was beautiful. So much better than Mariah Carey. Sorry. Okay, next we have You Are the Sunshine by Stevie Wonder. I'm so excited about this. Who doesn't love Stevie Wonder on this beautiful sunny day of winter? You Are the Sunshine. Yeah, so yeah, get into it when you're all ready. Killing it back there. He's quiet back there, but he's killing it. He's not saying much, but you know,
he's a man of few words,
and that's beautiful. Okay, loved it. Like, that's all I have to say. Next we have, oh my god, Crazy, Loving You, because I love you guys. Okay. This is originally by Minnie Riperton, and we're doing some switching. Yes, we are. Jake will now be playing guitar.
No drums.
Which, what? Jake, you're so versatile as well. This is such a versatile group. Can you peek in and see if he's... Okay, awesome. Y'all get into it. Loving you. Yeah.
just wanted to say this is that was the end of the mate section of this performance, but we just wanted to say a big thank you to Mari for inviting us on. She arranged all of the pieces and was so good about getting us to rehearse with her, and she's awesome, and thanks everyone for listening. Bye.
Beautiful. Thank you, mates. Love you guys.
Oh my gosh, I could not have done
that. We love our backup vocals. So heavenly, ethereal. Just Constantine keeps pressing buttons that he's not supposed to be pressing.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Awesome. Get into it.
Hello, Strat.
You're beautiful. Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. Everything that I do is out of loving you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Loved the whistle notes. Did not know you could do that. That was crazy. We are doing some technical switching. You can hear Constantine in there. But yeah, that was Loving You. And actually, let's do like a short little chit chat. Does everyone have their headphones on?
Yes.
Except
for Jake, he'll get
them. Okay, well, this is mostly for you, Mari. So we're going to do, actually, let's do a little interview. So I don't know a lot about you. What is your, like, story? When did you start singing? How did you get involved with the mates? Do you play any instruments? Like, let's hear a little biography.
Okay. Yeah, so I've been singing for a long, long time. I got into singing first by competing, actually. So I did a lot of competitions growing up. And then in high school, I joined a jazz band and I did musical theater. And in college, I really wanted to try a cappella because I mean, I've done choir in the past, but I just felt like, I mean, I'm in college, I need to do it. The pitch perfect experience, I guess. but yeah, I've been having so much fun doing a cappella. It's my second year in the Mates now, so kind of, I guess, a veteran in the group. And I've also recently been singing with Fees, which is a very new thing.
Wow.
As of like 2 weeks ago.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, Fees reveal. Yeah, and so I'm so excited to perform with them, and I just am over the moon about it, literally.
That's great. That's very exciting. So this is another question that I often ask, but it's a little different since you're a vocalist, so I'm interested to hear what you say. How does your like own music taste align with what you like to sing? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Well, with vocalists, it's different because like everyone has different voices. Like you can't sing everything. So yeah, how does that align? Or like, do you really like punk rock or something? Like what? Anything that would surprise us?
Yeah. So I guess growing up, I was listening to a lot of Adele, you know, just everyone sings Adele mm-hmm. when they're younger, when they start out singing. And then I really got into musical theater around middle school. So I was listening to a lot of musical theater, but to, you know, I don't rap, but I do like rap. I just want to say that because some, like, in middle school, people thought I only listened to musical theater and I was so offended. No, now I'm a huge R&B fan, so I feel like that influences a lot of what I sing. I mean, I sang a Mariah Carey song and a Stevie Wonder song earlier, so that kind of tells, like, the kind of music that I like to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I listen to a lot of R&B, and I have my favorite artist right now is Jasmine Sullivan, if anyone
Ooh.
Knows. Yeah.
So how do you... when you practice singing or when you're like singing for a show or something, do you just go off of like what you need to practice for something, or how do you pick music that you want to sing just out of like pure want?
Yeah. Right now since I'm in a cappella and I'm also in a jazz band at Tufts. I get a lot of repertoire from the class or the club, and so I will practice those songs. But as for just singing for fun, it's really based on what I'm listening to at the moment. So yeah, I've always loved like Mariah Carey and Stevie Wonder. And I've been singing Lovin' You for a while now. I don't know. I think I was just listening to it one day, and I'm like, oh, it would be cool if I could sing this. So, yeah. It's
it's a great
based
song.
Based on what I'm listening to, yeah.
That's great. Yeah. My last question was, do you have any big inspirations or, like, one big inspiration? It doesn't have to be, like, a singer or just something that kind of, like, really motivated you to become a vocalist.
Oh, okay. I feel like I am constantly inspired by everyone that I perform or, you know, sing with. Like, the Mates, they are so awesome and have, you know, pushed me to become better and better. And it's like a whole different type of singing, right? Because you're singing in a group and you have to blend with everyone. And so I would say they have really helped me to grow as a vocalist, as well as just being in different kinds of bands, like jazz band. And I did in high school, I did a Hawaiian band ensemble as well. So I have a little experience singing Hawaiian. But anyway, right now, I think the jazz improv ensemble has been my hardest class because I sing a lot of difficult repertoire. But just being surrounded by such talented musicians and singers always inspires me. to be better. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that. I feel like a lot of musicians and vocalists here can attest to that. I feel like the Tufts music scene is a very like collaborative for environment, sure, yeah. And everyone, I can say this about myself, like everyone's always learning from each other. Like I've learned from Constantine, I've learned from Cole, Daniel, like everyone. So I love that you also feel that way. And just a little like funny tidbit, I heard from all of you Mates people that you guys went to Maine last night in the middle of the night and sang at the LL Bean 24-hour store.
Daniel, did you tell me?
So okay. What's that about?
I mean, you know, I can't really go into depth about that.
Mm, okay.
It is a bit
top
of a secret.
Oh,
it
shoot.
Is a bit of a secret.
Uh-oh.
But yes,
Daniel, that was Daniel Minor, everyone.
Amalgamates. That was Daniel Minor. Okay, I just want to say that was not me.
He leaked the information.
But yeah, we did go to Maine and we got back very late, but I got some sleep in.
I heard you did some vocal rest, so
yeah.
You know, you would never know, like,
right,
you're,
right.
Yeah, just never happened. Okay, so thank you so much for chatting with us. It was so nice to get to know you.
Thank you.
Let's do switch, Alec, you can switch and do a little PSA, and then we'll come back and get into In Your Atmosphere, originally by John Mayer.
Thank you so much, Kim. Lily's going to read us the PSA.
I am. This is numbers to think about, prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die every day from an addiction, accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. This was a message in the public interest from WFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you, Kim.
Back to you, Kim. Heard it here.
Thank you so much, Lilies and Alec. Now we will be doing In Your Atmosphere, originally by John Mayer. Jake is still on guitar, killing it with the old Strat. So excited. So y'all can go ahead when you're ready. Thank you.
don't think I'm gonna go to LA anymore. I get lost on the boulevard at night. Without your voice to tell me I love you, take a ride. 10 and 2 is the loneliest day. And I'm gonna steer clear.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That was so cute. Jake, you're so good at guitar. Why did you just say that you didn't even know you played guitar? That was such a lie.
Yeah, Jake, that was pretty good for winging it.
Humble brag. This is Mari's show.
True. Okay, Cole's back in there. We got piano coming back in. Next, we have First Love. And yeah. Jake is switching back to drums. Daniel's switching back to guitar. We got the mic on Daniel. Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be good.
Poof.
We've been having microphone problems as usual.
Yeah. There's, you know, it's okay. I think you guys are going to have time to finish the whole set with the session 32 at the end.
Oh, my God.
Because we're doing amazing on time.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So, next we have First Love. Are we all feeling ready?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Loved. That really showed off your range, showed how versatile.
Wow.
Yeah, Constantine was like, oh no, I have to EQ the whole thing again. That was beautiful. Okay, next, some more switching around. We have If I Ain't Got You, you know, a classic. We all know it. Very excited.
Can I just say something before we sing the song? So it was like the first week of school, and I heard that there was an open mic in Hotung. And so I had just met Jake, and I was like, oh my God, we need to do this open mic. And so that's where we sang this song, like, back in freshman year, the first
that
week of
so
school.
That is so cute.
So I had to get him back for this.
That is so cute. Well, this is so nostalgic then. I'm so excited to have you guys back at this. Pre-adolescence glow, for real. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
People live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within, and I've been there before, but their life's a ball so full. The superficial. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you. Some people serve for a fountain that promises forever, yeah. Some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love him. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and what good would it be? No one to share, with no one who truly cares for me. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing. Thank you.
Beautiful. Claps. Everyone claps. So beautiful. Thank you, Jake. That was Jake's last song. And thank you, Cole. The song before was his last song. So good job supporting the beautiful Mari vocals. Last, we have a little extra song because we are so good on time. Session 32, originally by Summer Walker. And Daniel will be playing guitar. I heard that maybe they didn't practice this song, but it's still going to be amazing.
We're going to try our best.
Yeah, I have no doubts. Are you guys feeling good? Feeling ready?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Awesome. While we are giving them some time, we have none other than Plum Island coming on at 1 p.m. today. Some of our faves, I will say they were one of the first bands I met / saw way back in April before I even was a jumbo. So they are very nostalgic to me. They're so cute and fun, and I love them, and they're so talented. So we are so excited to be having Plum Island after this. A vibe switch for sure, but you know, that's what we do on the show. That's post-adolescence glow. So yeah, stay tuned, keep listening. And yeah, last song by Mari. Thank you so much for joining us today. We loved having you. And yeah, this has just been a blast. So how are we feeling, guys?
I think we're ready to go.
Okay, perfect. This is Session 32, originally by Summer Walker.
Threw away your love letters. I thought it made me feel better. I finally got you out my bed, but I still can't get you out my head. Ooh, I'm sending you one text at a time. I know you're by your phone, so boy, pick up your line. But I ain't too proud to beg, so what's been said has been said. And I need you to know, you don't know what love is. And I need you to know, you don't know. Say you don't know what love is. If you don't put up a fight, you don't know what love is. If you don't stay up all night crying, you don't know what love is. If you took gonna call a million times, you say you know what love is, but I swear you never seen it in your life. Ooh, I swear you never seen it in your life. Oh, I swear you never seen it in your life.
Session 32.
Wow, that was beautiful. I would have never known. I don't think anyone would have ever known. And that was crazy. Daniel Minor on the electric guitar. Unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. It looked like it was a new sight for me. I looked over, I was like, whoa. So good job, Daniel. Guitars have been around, I guess. Okay, so yeah, we're done. Any last words? Anything y'all want to share? Any upcoming shows or anything that we should look out for?
Oh, yeah. So I'll be singing with Fees today at the Chi O Theta Chi Make-A-Wish charity event.
Sorry, Jake.
It's 8 p.m. today, 51 Winthrop. It's for Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're playing for a good cause. It's a nice gala, so come and support.
Yeah.
And bring your friends, and go Fees.
Yeah, and Sunny Days will be there, too. They were just here last week. We loved them. They had a crazy amount of instruments and people, if we can remember. But, yeah, they'll be there, too. It'll be a great cause, so show up. Show up, show out. Any other last words?
I just want to say thank you to everyone who helped me put this together. Funny story, I didn't even know who Cole was until like 2 weeks ago, because Daniel helped set him up with me. And I'm just so thankful that everyone, you know, put in the time and was able to do this with me and make this come true. Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you. I'm so excited that we could have you. I remember Daniel texting me like a month ago being like, "Oh, can my friend Mari come on the show?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." Like, yeah. So I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know like what was going to happen, expect, but I've very, very happily and pleasantly surprised. So I'm so glad you were able to share all of the beautiful music with us.
Thank you so much.
And I hope to be seeing more of you and enjoying your performances. And good luck tonight, everyone. Fees, shout out. Good luck. Us over at WMFO wish you all the best. And again, this is Post Adolescence Glow. I am Kim. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Free Freeform Radio. And yeah, we're going to start setting up for Plum Island, so stay tuned for that. Alec, you can switch over and play some music while we do that. So yeah, peace out.
Bow and arrow, I'm gonna give my heart away, leave it to the other girls to play. For I've been a temptress too long, just give me a reason. Frame of mine, a thousand flowers could bloom. Move over and give us some room, yeah. Give me a reason to love you. Give me a reason. So wanna be a woman.
haven't been the same since you came into my life. You found a way to touch my soul, and I'm never, ever, ever gonna let it go. Happiness lies in your own hand. It took me much too long to understand.